So I don't know if you heard about this. Do you remember when we talked about this? There was a school in, I want to say Michigan. It was somewhere like that, somewhere in the Midwest, that decided they were not going to have Christmas, no Christmas decorations, because it wasn't fair to the Jewish kids and it wasn't fair to the kids that celebrate Kwanzaa, and, you know, whatever. Assuming that not everybody celebrates Christmas.
So that's beginning again already?
Well, no. A Massachusetts school says no Halloween. They're not allowing Halloween decorations. They're not allowing Halloween festivities. They used to do like a Halloween party or whatever before Halloween, or they would do like a trick or treating in school thing. No, they said no more of that. They're calling it fall celebrations instead.
That's like churches. Churches will do trick or treating in cars, like you trunk and treat. Because they don't want to do, you know, a Halloween, but they'll do a fall celebration.
Right.
Really?
I think it's weird because, okay, maybe there are kids that are not into it, but so what? There's lots of things in school that happen that you're not into. I mean, they forced gym on us, and I had lots of friends that were like, I can't hold a ball. I can't play a sport. Like, no way.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, and that's Halloween's once a year. So they force Halloween on these kids once a year. They force gym on you like four times a week or three times a week or some schools every day.
Yeah, you don't have to wear a costume. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask.
Well, one of the other issues they were saying, and I've heard other parents say this about schools, some of these parents are just like a little over the top. They don't want their kids being subjected to, like, they don't want their kids eating sugar. And so, like, one kid will come in with, like, lots of mini Snickers bars and hand them out, and they don't want their kid having any, but they don't want the kid to feel left out. So they don't want Halloween. It's like, I don't want anyone else to enjoy Halloween because my kid can't have candy. It's like, Gwyneth Paltrow did that, by the way. She didn't allow her kids to have sugar, and she used to get mad at other
kid's
parents.
Name's Apple.
You are what you eat. But that's the thing. It's like, if you choose to tell your kids that they can't have sugar, that's great. That's awesome. You should do that. But you can't decide what other people's children are going to eat and not eat. You know, so it's those parents that are saying that the school should not allow Halloween and Halloween festivities because it's not fair to the kids that can't have candy. I was a kid that wasn't allowed sugar. I wasn't allowed sugar when I was a kid. I used to eat it at my friend's house.
Your mom wouldn't let you. Why?
Because my family was really into health very early on. I had to take vitamins. We didn't remember. I was a vegetarian since I was 8 years old. I wasn't allowed ice cream. We had frozen yogurt instead, like no sugar, no sugar cereals. They didn't want me fat. They didn't want any of that crap in my body, you know? So I would be like, I'm going to go to Robin's house after school. Okay. Mm-hmm. But what they didn't know is Robin and I would like literally pound a box of Apple Jacks together.
You get it all out of your system.
Get it all out of my system. Yeah.
No. If you go to your kid's elementary school and you complain that there shouldn't be a Halloween and you shouldn't have candy, you should be able to take their kids away from them. DSS should be at the front door going, go with that person.
Right.
Because you don't need to complain about that. That's what you're going to worry about is Halloween. See,
I think that's a good lesson for a kid. So it's like, you need to learn that other people are different than you are. You can't protect your kid from the world. If anything, throw your kid in there. Like, go in there. Don't eat sugar and just see that other people, that's what they eat and we don't do that. And go and have a good time and, you know, you eat your apple instead.
Well, my problem is Halloween falls on Sunday this year.
Uh-huh.
So are kids going to be coming to my house on Saturday? Because in the South, they don't want to celebrate Halloween on Sunday because that's Jesus' day. That's Jesus' day. That you can't dress up as a ghost on Jesus' day. So you have to go out on Saturday. So am I going to have kids Saturday and Sunday coming to my house? Do
probably.
I have to hide in my house 2 days this weekend?
In the South, you probably do. Yeah. Here, I mean, luckily up here in New York, whatever Halloween is, that's Halloween.
Yeah,
like
because
the parade is going to be on Sunday and people are going to be trick-or-treating all day Sunday and Sunday night. Yeah.
If you come to my house on Saturday, I'm going to scream at you through my Ring doorbell. No soliciting. Because if you do it on Saturday, you are a Jehovah's Witness in my eyes.
No soliciting.
You're no better than... Yeah, because I got signs out front of the house saying, no solicitor. I mean, like four signs. Do not come to my house.
You don't think your neighbors know not to go to your house for anything? You know, I mean, even on Halloween, you think they're still coming?
Kids still come to the house. I'll have the lights off and they'll go to the doorbell and ring the doorbell nonstop and drive the dogs insane. So,
give us the candy.
If they come on Saturday, it's going to be an issue because I'm going to open a door and say, what? It's not Halloween. Go away.
Should take their candy. If they're coming on Saturday, you'd be like, that's going to cost you four M&Ms.
Yeah, because you pissed me off taking it kicks. No. Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, is that they're going to be out on Saturday.
Yeah, but you know, if they have like a cute costume and they've worked really hard, that's the thing.
I have to give them my candy? Are you crazy?
Well, see, I hate when they come to the door and they're not really wearing a costume. It's like, wait a minute, all you did was throw on a shirt. Like, no, I'm sorry. Like, go home, put on a real costume. I'll reward you with candy. Like, you put on a flannel shirt and you're like, I'm Eddie Vedder. What? No, you don't even know who that is. Bye.
No, you don't have kids, so you want to see kids coming up to your house. You're all cute. Aren't they dressed up? Yeah, I see kids off every freaking day. I don't want more of them. The panhandlers coming to my house and trying to get candy off of me.
I feel like it's harder in big cities like San Francisco and New York because we're so used to homeless people asking for handouts. Mm-hmm. So then to have them have actually kids come to your door and ring the doorbell and be like, do we have candy?
It's a freaking shakedown.
Yeah, it's a shake. Just go on. There's four homeless guys on the backside of the building. Go stand there with them. They're doing better than you are.
Yeah, Saturday. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be calling you Saturday night going, look. Sending you ring doorbells.
I can't wait. That's so great.